Good morning to you. If you can't measure it, you can't improve it, is how the saying goes. And because we have 73,000 kilometres of rivers in Ireland, enough to go around the equator twice, we have a bit of a problem in how much measuring of water quality the EPA and the local authorities, LawPro, are actually able to accomplish. UCD had a bit of a bright idea, though. What if we were able to get all of those people who studied science but ended up doing something else with their lives to give up a bit of time to go and inspect our more remote rivers for aquatic life and water quality? I joined a group of them last weekend on the Clahogue River high in the Wicklow Hills.
My name is Mary Kelly Quinn. I'm from UCD. I live locally and I have been working with a group of citizen scientists for almost 18 months, training them in how to use river macroinvertebrates as indicators of water quality.
The bugs and the creepy crawlies to tell us how clean the rivers are.
Absolutely. So we're talking about things like mayflies, stoneflies, caddisflies, and it's the larval stages of those that you find in the river. And the presence of a range of those will give an indication of water quality. So they're given an indication of prevailing water quality. So it's like a video recording of what has gone on in the river over a number of months.
Why are you outsourcing the job effectively to non-academics?
Well, if you think about it, almost 75% of our river network is small streams or headwaters. Very few sites on those rivers are covered in the EPA's National Monitoring Programme. And this is the most, I suppose, vulnerable part of the river network. And so there's a job there for citizen science to keep an eye on how the water quality is doing.
So we have our mayfly isolated in our lovely milk bottle lid, and then we go through our mayfly ID. So we have our flash mayflies, our cylindrical ones, and this looks like it's got a very filamentous gills. So that looks like
how many different kinds of mayfly are there?
There are
pages and pages
dozens
and pages
dozens,
in your guidebook.
But these have actually been narrowed down to some of the more easier to identify. So this is not even the half of it. Dozens and dozens.
Can I take a look at the little one that
yes,
you have
so
there?
If you hold this up to your eye and the lens and point the light onto the gills, you'll see that they're very filamenty.
Oh, look.
You see the way they're in pairs.
He's fascinating.
So that allows them to utilise the oxygen in the water.
When you look at these guys this close up, you can see where the inspiration for all of these science fiction creatures and aliens came from.
Well, that's it. And in fact, one of mine, the stoneflies, I've actually called him Darth Vader, because he's got, when you see him really close up, he's got dark wing buds.
Oh, he's ominous, isn't he? Yeah.
So he has a very sort of sci-fi character to him.
What's your day job? Are you a scientist by training?
Well, I'm an environmental scientist, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would have studied water pollution in college. Well, I suppose it's kind of marrying my knowledge of environmental science that I would have studied way, way back, and then actually getting out and reminding myself how amazing it is to delve under the water, bring these creatures to the surface and really look at them in detail, and have a crew that are equally enthusiastic. Isn't that right, Laura? So that's the magic. It's finding the people that love the same things as you.
Has anybody else noticed more bugs on their windscreens this year than for quite a number of years?
No, I haven't noticed.
You
that,
have, you have, Dave.
Absolutely.
You have.
Yes.
So it's not just me.
No. Definitely, I noticed over the last week with the really nice weather that I got a lot more bugs on the windscreen, which is a great sign.
And not for the ones that ended up on your windscreen.
No, of course.
but it is generally, isn't it?
Yeah, because I had noted that, like, for a number of years, there was far less insects. Like, you know, didn't have a problem with my windscreen getting.
It is almost like the cross-country trips of my childhood now. Mm. You have to have a sponge in the car to clean the windscreen off.
Right, and this is quite early in the year.
But this is within the last 2 weeks I've noticed this.
Yeah, no, I noted that.
So, Dave, show me what you have here.
Yeah, I've managed to get a couple of caddisfly, cased caddis. This one here.
How long did it take you to get your eye in? Because you're looking at a tray full of vegetation and grit and stone, and sometimes these little guys aren't actually really that different to the stuff in the background.
So it does take a number of sessions.
So show me the caddisfly.
So this is a cased caddisfly here, and this is an uncased. And
now, the cased caddisfly looks like a twig to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it is a case that's made from lots of different pieces of sand. And okay. You can see some of the mica from the granite it glittering on it. So it's quite
that's
interesting.
That's fascinating. So that is where it does its gestating or its growing up before emerging.
Yes, so they live on the bottom in this case, feeding.
Dave, what's your background?
I studied biology.
Okay.
And this was something that I always wanted to do, so...
But life took you in a different direction.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and I've done several different jobs. Some are completely away from what I intended to do, so...
So this is a way of getting back to something
I'm
that was obviously
back.
A passion,
yeah? Yeah, yeah, I'm coming back to... So for me, it's been a long trip, but I'm really glad to be doing this now.
There must be so many people out there who did a primary degree in something that they just never end up getting to use that knowledge. So this is really quite a clever way of tapping into that,
yes,
isn't it?
Absolutely. For me, it's being able to do something that I feel is highly relevant. How sensitive these creatures are and how they're being... We can use them as biomonitors.
These are the canaries in the coal mine.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Metaphorically speaking, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Because... Certain species are more sensitive than others. It gives us a good indication of how pristine or how not the stream is.
Mary Kelly Quinn's band of merry citizen scientists are supported by LAWPRA, the Local Authority's Water Programme. More details of that on LA Waters, Local Authority Waters, lawaters.ie.